Without a system to help homeless and indigent people with chronic mental health or addiction problems, Marion County ends up footing a massive health care bill when they end up in jail or the emergency room. An estimated 40% of inmates in the Marion County Jail have mental health issues, and each day jail workers administer 700 doses of psychotropic drugs. City County Councilor Leroy Robinson says it's time for change.
Almost half the people that are incarcerated, we're arresting, have mental health issues. And we have to find a way to treat them as opposed to incarcerating them. And the engagement center will go a long way to meet that need.
Robinson is right, says community organizer Reverend Juard Barnes. He lobbied this winter against the proposed Justice Center, which would have expanded the county's jails. Barnes says the engagement center will help address the social problems of homelessness and addiction, not criminalize them.
On the right track for the way you can stop the over-incarceration people and cut down on having those huge numbers of people with mental health issues and with addiction issues in places where they can actually gain the kind of help they need.
Val Washington, Deputy Director of the Department of Public Safety, says an arrest for public intoxication is costly for the county. And for the arrestee, it can topple the first domino, leading to financial hardship.
When someone is arrested, they generally lose their health insurance benefits. Most people have a little rider in their claws. And so the sheriff's office, and it's really the duty of the county, it just happens to fall to the sheriff, is responsible for that arrestee health care.
For several years, Washington has been working behind the scenes with Christy Shepherd, executive director for CHIP, the Coalition for Homelessness Intervention and Prevention, and CEO of Midtown Mental Health, Margie Payne, to make the Rubin Engagement Center a reality.
And so our thought was, if we could get people and get them out of custody to engage in services, one, we're doing a benefit to them and us by keeping them out of the system, but two, we could potentially tap into other financial resources to help pay for those services.
An attempt in 2011 for an engagement center fell through when neighbors balked at the rezoning of the proposed site. The new location, downtown, is above the Arrestee Processing Center on East Market Street, so it doesn't need to be rezoned. The Rubin Engagement Center is to have 30 beds, 20 for the homeless to detox, and 10 for people who come for help, whether voluntarily or an alternative to being arrested. Margie Payne of Midtown Mental Health says to make real progress with an addicted person, they have to be ready.
We will have paramedics who are going to start watching vital signs, seeing if they're going to go into detox or not, starting medications if need be. There'll be social workers there talking with them, making them aware of the services and providers that are out there.
CHIP's Christy Shepherd says the engagement center will also help providers close service gaps and eliminate overlapping services, something she says will make a big difference for clients.
We have people in our community that are already addressing these issues, but getting all the people at the table to make an even bigger and broader impact is really going to change how we start serving and not just shuffling people.
Councilman Jeff Miller says other cities with engagement centers, such as Columbus, Ohio, report cost savings and a smaller jail population, as well as success in helping people find housing and employment.
So even if this wasn't saving money, it's what we need to do, because it's a beautiful thing for this person to wake up and then be surrounded by professional services to really sit down and say, let's talk about next steps for you. What would you like in life? You know, what can we do to help? Well, financially, it's incredibly prudent. For me, it's much simpler. It's morally the right thing to do.
In addition to the $500,000 from the city for the first year operating expenses, Indianapolis attorney Lawrence Rubin has donated $750,000 from his parents' estate to cover capital improvements. A working committee meets weekly now to prepare for the opening later this year of the Albert G. and Sarah I. Rubin Engagement Center. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon.